The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 10, 1976, in Tehran, Iran.
But if you don't follow the instruction in Bhagavad Gita directly or indirectly, Krishna says, Sarva-dharma parityajya, do not do that. And because you may not understand Krishna, but Krishna also says, Tadvidhi Panipas, you do not go to a seer, then how will you understand Krishna? You do not understand directly or indirectly, then you are hopeless.
If we don't understand Krishna directly, neither indirectly.
If you do not understand directly, you should go to a person who understands Krishna. But if you don't do either of these things, then I will understand Krishna.
But how to, in India, there
are
so many...
Don't talk of India, any place.
So how do we, be sure that this person knows Krishna?
How can she be sure that the spiritual master is bona fide?
When you see that he does not speak anything except Krishna, let us talk to those. If you are expert businessman in certain life, you have no other business than to talk in from that life. Suppose if you have to purchase some gold, then you have to go to the gold market. We are dealing with gold. Why should you go to the rice market? That is an ignorance. If you want to know Krishna, then you have to know from the persons who are dealing with Krishna. That's all. They have no other business. How Krishna consciousness movement means that dealing with Krishna, that's all. We're writing books, so many books for Krishna, we are preaching, we are going country to country. We simply deal with Krishna. Therefore the movement is known as Krishna consciousness. Somebody suggested me, why don't you write God consciousness? No, I say God consciousness. They bring so many gods. It is very simple. If we take it seriously, then benefit is there. But if we hesitate, it is our misfortune. Manushyanam sahasreshu kacchit jatati siddhaye jatatavati jnanam kacchit vyakti mantam. To understand Krishna is not a joke. Manushyanam sahasreshu, how the millions and millions of persons kacchit jatati siddhaye. One may try for perfection of life. And jatatavati siddhyana. And out of many such persons who have attained perfection, kacchit vyakti mantam. Somebody may know. So to understand Krishna is not so easy job. But Krishna personally comes and teaches about himself. And still if you do not say, then you are misfortune. If you still interpret, misinterpret rather, then it is your misfortune. What can you do? Those who are Indian, Bharatvasi, they have got a particular duty. Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hari Raja. One who has taken birth as a human being in India, he should make his life perfect and distribute the knowledge. So you are outside India, make your life perfect and distribute this knowledge. This is the duty of Indians. Why is outside India they should remain in darkness? Distribute the knowledge. But unless you make your life perfect, how you can distribute? Very easy, provided you want to do it.
Will it take long time to surrender to Krishna?
No long time, I say a moment. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Purishtanjya Mahavira, do it. You can do it in a moment, but he'll not do it. That is easy. You can do it immediately. But unfortunately, he'll not do it. Story, I will narrate it. One poor man was begging on the street and Lord Shiva and Parvati was passing as ordinary man. So Parvati requested Lord Shiva, this poor man is asking, is begging, so requesting him, why don't you give me something? The Lord Shiva replied, even if I give, he will not be able to enlighten. He is so unfortunate. Oh, that is Lord Shiva, I don't give. So Lord Shiva, in a watermelon, gave him, say, $1,000. Take this watermelon. So he thanked him, and after that, he thought, what I shall do with this watermelon? So another man said, if you take this water below and give me one another. So he gave one another, he took it. Because he had no good fortune to take that money within the water. See, our fortune is like that. Krishna is giving us the final benefit. But we are not taking care of. This is our response.
It is knowledge that we don't have the knowledge or enlightenment that in that watermelon there is something which is worth. Or it is only that we don't want to do it. Or we don't want to take the trouble.
Well, that chance is there. You can take the watermelon and cut it. But before that way, you didn't give it to somebody else. That is your misfortune.
No, fortune is something which we say.
No, I am talking of misfortune. That the perfect knowledge is being distributed by Krishna. But we are so misfortunate, we do not take it. That is my point.
Krishna, but misfortune is, again, is not in the hands of human beings.
No, misfortune is your creation. Fortune and man is the architect of your own fortune. So you can create your fortune and misfortune. That is the world, very well. There are so many people that are watching. Say somebody is creating fortune, somebody is creating misfortune. But anyway, when Krishna directly is giving you the knowledge, perfect knowledge, why don't you take it? Is it not misfortune?
One
that probably is ignorance.
Laziness.
That is misfortune. Ignorance means misfortune. The unfortunate persons are those who are ignorant, uneducated. Therefore you have to take education to become fortunate. that education is being imparted by Krishna, but we don't take that initiative. If you take education from Krishna, you become fortunate. So why don't you take it? Krishna has said this very thing. Namara duskitana mura prabhadante naradhama. Maya apuita jnana asuri bhavama. These are the classes. One who does not take the advantage of Krishna's instruction, he is immediately grouped in these categories. Duskitana mura naradhama. Maya apuita jnana asuri bhavama. Krishna says, personally, one who does not take to the Krishna's instruction, Sarvadharman Prithvajamaru, how his group, Namaya Duskita Namura Prabhadjante Narakava, Maya Prithvajana Asuri Maru. He is grouped. Duskitana means, he has got intelligence, kriti. Kriti means one who has got intelligence, merit. But this merit is being utilized for sinful activity, duskriti. This merit is used for good work, that is called sukriti. And if the merit is used for manufacturing something harmful to the human society, then it is duskriti. Merit is there. A thief, rascal, cheater, he has got good merit, but he is using it for bad purpose. They are duskriti. Why he has become so? Mura. Because he does not know his interest. Ass. The example is ass, mura. The ass does not know his interest. He is loading tons of cloth for others' interest, for morsel of grass. And the rascal does not know he can get grass anywhere where he is taking so much trouble. Then mura. Namana viskizana naragama. I think this human life was meant for understanding this. Nara. But he has missing the life asset, naradhama, lowest of the men. How it happened? They are so educated. Maya apurjabhyana. Their education is nowhere. Why? Asuri bhava. Don't care for Krishna. Don't care about God. We are educated. We are God. This is it. Maya apuridabhyana, asuri bhava. Is that discussion in the Bhagavad Gita? Tadadvidabhanandeva, sukhirtinabhyana, artha-arthati, jnani, vidyasi, bharata. Everything is explained there. If somebody comes to Krishna, even with material motive, artha-arthati, there are four classes somewhere. Artha, Arthasi, Jnani, Vijnani. So, Jnani, for the sake of knowledge, tries to understand what is God, what is Krishna. Vijnani, inquisitive, actually, what is Krishna. And those who are less than them, when they become distressed, Artha, or in need of money, they pray to Krishna. They still have gone to Krishna. Therefore they are called sukriti. And one who has not gone to Krishna, simply speculating, they are duskriti. Maya abhita jnana. These are three things are there.
Now, Maya is also very attached to everybody. He still can be a jigyasu and jnani. Being in the Maya ke bandhan mein rehke bhi jigyasu aur jnani ho sakta hai?
No. Maya ka bandhan chut jayega jab Krishna ko surrender karega. Mamayu jab prapadante Maya me tan saranti. Your first business is to surrender. Then the Maya will not touch. It is not bhakti, it is a common affair. If you want to do something like a thief steals very privately. Why? Because Krishna says, don't do it. But he does, he steals. So Krishna says always good thing, but you don't care for it.
But when, as said, no leaf moves without the intentions of Krishna.
Without hearing the good advice of Krishna. He does it, that is this, that's all. He'll be arrested, he'll be put into jail, that's all. He'll suffer. But Krishna keeps him good counsel, don't do it. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam sarvasya chaham vilishannimishya matta smriti jnanam apohanam. This situation is very hard, but if you persist to do something, he says, all I do at least, for telling you. You suffer. That independence you have got. But like state does not advise anyone that you become a criminal. But when he becomes criminal, then he's put into jail. State says everyone, go to the university, be educated. But if you make your choice, go to the prison house, you can make your choice. Similarly, Krishna says everyone, manvara, bhava, manvakta, madhyani, mahatkos. But if you make your choice, you go to hell, what can you do?
This means that we have the freedom.
Oh yes, we have got little freedom.
Oh,
okay. That's what Krishna says, mamekam saranam braja, you do it. He does not force. He can force. He is all powerful, but he does not force. He gives you the chance, do it, you will be happy. If you don't do it, then your choice. Yathechasi tathāpi. End of this verse. Yathechasi tathāpi. Krishna gives Arjuna the freedom. Now I have given you all instruction. Now make your choice. Yathechasi tathāpi. Whatever you like in it. What is living in it? Could not find this before the verse Sarvadharma and Paritya.
Iti
jnanam
akhyatam tuya duya taram maya vimrish yaita asheshana yate chasi
tathakuri. I have given you knowledge, confidential, more confidential, most confidential. Now you consider, you deliberate upon this and do whatever you like. And what Arjuna replied, Lastomoha Sitilamja Tatpasade Rakhilo.
Nastomoha Sitilamta Tatpasadan Mayat Juta Sitosmi Gata Sandeha
Sitosmi Gata Sandeha Karise Vachanam. This is understood. Now my illusion is gone. Nastomoha. Such is the my original consciousness. So, what do you do? Karise vachananta. You are asking me to fight, I said. Everything is explained. Krishna gives you freedom. Yatechasi tathāpi. And one who understands Krishna, he says, Karise Bachanam. That's it. Not by interpretation. I refuse by interpretation. That is not Krishna. Karise Bachanam. Did you understand? Other is simply waste of time. Samaya Vahi Kevalam. If you like, you can waste your time.
Because you are my very dear friend, I am speaking to you the most confidential part of knowledge. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. Manmanath bhavat bhakto madhyajima namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyamute patijane priyosime. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this, because you are my very dear friend. Sarvadharman parityajimame kam sharanam vraja aham vam sarvapapebhyo moksha yashyami mashuchara. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Idam te na tapaskaya na bhaktai kadachana na cha shushu shave vachyam na cha mangyo yasu yati. Your confidential knowledge may not be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of me. Ya idam paramam guhyam madhakte shobhitasyati bhaktim mayi param khatva mame vaishyatya sanshayaha. For one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end, he will come back to me. Nachatasman manushyesu kashchin me priyakrittamaha mahita najametasmat anyak priyataro bhvi. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. Adyeshyate
that if we present this Bhagavad Gita as it is, Jayavang Paravang, what is that? Jayavang Paravang Guhyam.
Ya idam Paravang Guhyam Madhbhaktesho Vithasyati Bhaktim Mayi Param Kutma Mame Vaishyati Samshaya.
So, he becomes immediately recognized by Krishna. If you preach Bhagavad Gita as it is, immediately becomes recognized. Atatasmat manusesu kaschit me priyakrittam. So one has to understand it perfectly, well, and then preach, then his life is perfect. And what Sanjay says, jatra Yogeshwara.
Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Pato Dhanur Dayaha Tatra Shir Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, they will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality.
Yes.
So that is my opinion.
To understand Krishna like Arjuna, when Krishna is there, Arjuna is there, and all victory.
Krishna is Krishna. Anyone who surrenders to Krishna can become a Krishna.
Hmm?
Krishna is Krishna.
Yes.
Anyone who surrenders to Krishna.
He's like Arjuna. Yeah. He's like Arjuna. What is Arjuna's qualification? He surrender. And he says, Kali Sri Vachanamsa. You become also Arjuna, right?
And then victory is there.
Yes, then victory is there. But if one can avoid Krishna or kill Krishna, then there is victory.
Here we treat
him. Huh? Victory, any line you can say victory. Where there is Krishna, there is victory.
But we don't want to go and fight like Arjuna, but go out and kill people.
Why? Krishna orders, he must.
Fighting
with. Why don't you like? That is your misfortune. What Krishna is going to say much for you, planning for you. You like or may not like. Or you did not like to fight. That's a fact. Therefore, all Bhagavad Gita are spoken to him. Or you did not like that. But when you understood, Bhagavad Gita is a yes, Krishna Bhagavad Gita. You cannot give your mind. What Krishna says, you have to do. That is Krishna consciousness. You like or don't like, that doesn't matter. Just like a child. He likes or not likes, but what the parent says, he has to do. That is his success. The child says, Father, I don't like to go to school. Will the father agree? No, he must go to school. And if he agrees, then he is ready. Our liking, not liking, has no value. What Krishna likes, you have to do. Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam. That is bhakti. Bhakti means Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam. You have to act which is favorable to Krishna. That is bhakti. You cannot make your choice. What Krishna says, you do it, then you. What is that evil?
Well, they were not Krishna conscious people.
Who?
Kaurava.
Kauravas.
They were evil.
Yes. No.
Because they were
not that they are not Krishna conscious, they may be, that's all right. My business is to execute what Krishna says, that's all. That is my business. Sarvabhadi vinimuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Rishikena Rishikesha Sivanam Bhaktiritchat Annabhilasita Sunnam Jnanakana Anabhritam Anukullena Krishna. We have to act to satisfy Krishna. That is bhakti. We cannot make our choice. But this is good, this is bad. Whatever Krishna says is all right. Then it is good. Arjuna proposed that Krishna, why shall I fight with my brothers? And after all, they are my brothers, they are enjoying the kingdom. Let them enjoy. I shall let them better leave by begging. Why shall I fight with them? It's a very good proposal. Very gentle, very nice. But Krishna said, no, you must fight. Kutaste kasola midam, visavaya sankam. Unarmed destroyer, talking like unarmed. Fight. This is no instruction of your body. And when he understood that Krishna wants it, he said, yes, Kali Seva. So we cannot discriminate what is good and bad. We have to act according to the order of Krishna. That is all. But you cannot do independently also. When Krishna orders, you do it. When Krishna will order, when you are faithful servant, buddhi-yogam-gadhamitam, esam-sadadhi-yuktanam, bhajatam, kishri-pubhagam, buddhi-yogam-gadhamitam, jinovam-vijana. Esam-evanukam-pattham, aham-adhyana-jamatama, nasyan-atma. This is the process. If we manufacture our own ways, that is nonsense. That will not help us.
When one person surrenders to God, to Lord Krishna, so
does
Maya automatically vanishes?
Yes.
Oh, Krishna says, I pray to God, O Lord Krishna, I surrender and serve you. So his Maya, when I go outside, his Maya will not touch me. I would not be affected by his material infection.
Yes.
I would be infected.
Yes. If you fully surrender, Maya will not touch you.
How one will surrender? Yes. What is the meaning of surrender?
Surrender, as he says, Sarva Dharma, you have nothing to do. You have simply to do what Krishna says. That is surrender. You cannot reserve anything. That I do it something for me and something for Krishna. That is not surrender. You have nothing to do except what Krishna says. That is surrender.
That is surrender.
Otherwise it is not surrender.
So saying is not surrender.
Huh?
Only saying is not surrender.
You have to act. How can you act it?
So Mahaprabhu has surrendered, what is his thinking, his acting, how he lives in the world?
He is acting only on Krishna's business, that's all. He has no other business.
So he does no other work?
Huh?
He does only what Krishna has done?
Yes.
Preaching and this and
that? Yes, that's right, we are doing.
So it means we people
like that Krishna said that surrender unto me and what we are preaching. They are preaching, sir, you surrender to Krishna. So what is the difficulty? Is there any difficulty? Krishna says, surrender unto me. And if I go to you, Mr. Sarma, you surrender to Krishna. So what is my difficulty?
Suppose I want to surrender to Krishna. How
no, no, first of all, my position. Because I am working on behalf of Krishna. So Krishna says, you surrender unto me. So if I say that, sir, you surrender to Krishna, so what is my duty there?
See, yes, I say that I
surrender
to Krishna.
You surrender, not surrender, that is your business. But my business is that I am requesting you that you surrender to Krishna. So what is my duty there? You surrender, not surrender, that is your business. But my business to canvas, sir, you surrender to Krishna. So I am not guilty. And Krishna says, Natadasma-atma-nishesu-kastri-nepiyatam. I have to be recognized by Krishna. That is my business. See, if I do it, then I become Krishna, recognized by Krishna. You do or not do, that is your business. My only business is to request
that I should
surrender. Yes. But if you accept it, it is good for you. If you don't accept it, that is your misfortune. But my business is finished.
So fortune comes very much
in
this
man. Huh?
Fortune.
Fortune is clear. Man is the architect of his own fortune. Mm-hmm. If you don't accept Krishna's advice, then unfortunate. But my business is not difficult. We are simply going door to door and asking, Sir, you become a devotee of Krishna. If he is in prison, how can I become a chant Hare Krishna? So is my difficulty. I've got to pay you something. I simply carry the message of Krishna. And Krishna says, Natadasma Panishesh, question me. He is my most beloved person who does this thing. So why should I give up this simple job and recognize my Krishna? It's a very simple thing. That is the advice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Agraya Guru Heya Taro Heya. All of you become Guru and deliver this person where you live. How can I become Guru? I have no education, I have no knowledge. No. You haven't got to. Jare Dakho Tare Kaha Krishna Bode. You go and simply instructing what Krishna has said. You become Guru. So Krishna says, surrender unto me, I say, surrender to Krishna, I become Guru. Even though I am a fool number one, I become Guru. Because I am repeating what Krishna has said. That's all. I don't require any education. Very simple thing. Everyone can become Guru. It simply repeats what Krishna has said. That's all.
So this means that to surrender to Krishna, the first thing...
Unless he has surrendered, how he can say others to surrender? Unless one has fully surrendered, if he says to others, you surrender, that has meant no meaning. He must have surrendered. Then he can say to others, you surrender. Unless he has surrendered, how he can take up this business? Go door to door and say, you surrender to me, you surrender. That means he has surrendered. There is no other business. But what I am doing? I am doing the same thing. I am not giving any bribe to these Europeans, Americans, Saudi, anyone. No bribe, no gold manufacturer. I simply say this. This becomes the body of the fact.
Chanting Krishna's name is
very
essential.
Very?
Essential.
Yeah, that is the easiest way. By chanting Krishna, you are associating with Krishna. Because Krishna is absolute. So Krishna and Krishna's name, no difference. Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, everything is absolute. So, chanting of Krishna's name means you are associating with Krishna. So if you are associating with Krishna, then gradually you become Krishnite.
When you create the desire to get knowledge.
Yes. Chaita Dharpana Mahajanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended, Parang Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, Chaita Dharpana Mahajanam. It's like if you remain in touch with the fire, you suddenly become warm. So if you remain always in touch with Krishna, then you become Krishna. Very easy. If you haven't got to the forest or Himalaya or meditate, simply chant Hare Krishna. That is recommended in the Shastra. Harennava, 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 Iva Kevalam. Kalau Nasi, Iva Nasi, Iva Nasi. You cannot perform any severe austerities, penance. Wherever you live, chant Hare Krishna. And you become perfect. If not in one day, but you will become. If you continue, chant. And where is the difficulty? Where is the loss? And if there is some gain, why don't you try it? That is intelligence. I am not losing anything by chanting Hare Krishna. If there is any gain, why not chant? What is the argument not to chant? There is no loss, but if there is any profit, why don't you try to take it? Shastra recommends. Krishna recommends. Satatam kirtantagamam, jatantastadhirabhya. Find out this verse. Satatam kirtantagamam.
Satatam kirtayantomam, yatantashca, jitavrataha, namantas, namasyantashca, mampakya, nityayukta.
Upasa. This is good. Everything is there. If you don't misinterpret and take as it is, then you have benefit. That is fortune. If somebody has 1 lakh of rupees, and if he does not utilize it, then it is unfortunate. And if he is fortunate, he can utilize it, he can make it millions of dollars. So, the knowledge is already there. You have not to manufacture the speculum. You take it, you become fortunate. We are preaching this Krishna consciousness, we don't manufacture it. Here is knowledge. Bhagavad Gita, let us take Vajra Kari to Bhagavad Gita. Already, it's there, everything. We haven't got to manufacture something, concoct something. Everything is there. You get one, you get none. And be fortunate.
Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 11th, 1976 in Tehran, Iran.
One has to pass examination. Severe test of examination. All the big devotees, you see, Narad Muni, before becoming Narad Muni, he had to pass through severe examination test. That chance is there in the human form of life, to pass the test. But they are passing this human life, the ordinary animal profession. They are not trained up. Pass the examination
and be recognized by God. That civilization is lost, Vedic civilization. To prepare the human being for passing the test, examination, or being recognized by God. Tapasa brahmacharyena samena dhamena va tyagena sattasaucabhyam jamena niyame va. Where do you learn?
Oh, that boy, Ben. He said it 10 minutes.
These things are required. Tapasa brahmacharyena.
To pass the examination, one must follow a strict, austere life.
Tapasya brahmacharya dini. Tapasya austere. Brahmacharya. Celibacy. Tapasya brahmacharya. Samena tamena. Controlling the senses. Controlling the mind. Tyagena. By renouncing satta saucabhyam, by following truthfulness and cleanliness, jamena niyamena, by practicing yoga, yam niyam. These are the different items of being qualified. But all these things can be done by one stroke. Kevalaya bhaktya, by engaging oneself into Vasudeva Parayana. Kichit kevalaya bhaktya Vasudeva Parayana.
Agam
dhunvanti kasnena vihara bhavasana. So one becomes qualified by one stroke of bhakti to Vasudeva. It's like the sunrise immediately dissipates the fog. Agangandhi Vasne, Viharam Yo Vasne. The Kali Yuga is one item of bhakti can make one perfectly fit candidate to pass the examination. Agangandhi Vasne, Viharam Yo Vasne. Nonsense, like there is no tapasya, no spiritual culture, simply like that somehow. Last night I was reading Bhavan Dev created a planet Sutor, in which Vishwakarma was ordered to construct big, big houses, palaces, better than in the heavenly planet. And these rascals are buying things in the rocks and sand. And what about these palaces and
in Quran remarked that there is a very dangerous bridge that one has to pass.
Which is described in Vedas, Vaitarana. Cross from material to the spiritual world.
Yes, and it is fire on both sides. And it is like the razor edge, which could be very thin. And the saintly persons close their eyes and pass it. Krishna makes them pass.
Similar description is here. Pavam buddhi vatsa padanga paranga padanga. Padanga padanga jaja vikadanga nati visaha. Pavam buddhi, the great ocean of material deep science. It becomes vatsa padanga. Just like the water containing in the hook impression of the cup. Avam buddhi vasya padam padam. Exactly animal chili. The animal does not know what is future, what is past, what is going to happen, nothing. The human civilization has become like that. Professor Potarski said, suddenly after finishing this word, everything is finished. He's a big professor in Moscow. This is the achievement. What did they explain about the lower animals? Where from they come? The large beasts, trees, insects.
Where? In Quran?
No, I mean to be modern scientist.
Modern scientist. One theory is the evolutionary process.
So where from evolution begins?
They don't know. Some say it came from water, just how does life begin? Nobody really knows.
They say that there has to be a certain combination of gases. Ammonia and there has to be water and some hydrogen.
And they cannot make this gas and come back.
Well, this is the way that they're testing for life on Mars. This is one of the tests.
Why Mars? In the laboratory they can make gas and...
Well, they say that they've made amino acids.
Huh?
Amino acids.
That they cannot make?
They've made that, they say.
But they cannot produce life.
But they haven't succeeded in having it develop any further than that.
They have not succeeded in a thing which they proposed as the origin of life.
I remember they showed that experiment on TV. On a science program, and they said, now we've discovered how to make life. And they showed this chamber, and they put these gases in, and an electrical spark.
And there was life. No.
And they made these amino acids. So they said, we've created life. Now it won't be long before we can develop
life. 1 billion years. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Prabhupada that Krishna is testing us every day. We having tests, opportunities.
It's like if you want responsible force, then there is question of test. If you want to become a Bhagavan, even Bhagavan, where is the question of test?
No, for devotees.
For devotees, there is test. We see from the devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, how much severe test he had to pass through. Bali Maharaj, Narada Muni.
And the more advanced devotee is, the more severe the test is, the more chance.
No. After you pass the examination, there is no more test. But before coming to the post of recognized devotee, Krishna test very severe. That one has to pass.
I read once in the Bhagavatam in one of your purports, you said that Maya is there to test the sincerity of the candidate.
Yeah. And still he remains in his determination that it's fast. That is very natural. There is one acid test. For ascertaining real gold. So the acid test for to become real gold. Generally just like we are meant for preaching to the consciousness. So there may be severe test, but still we shall remain determined. That is one. There may be so many impediments, punishments, still we should do that. And that is one. That is test. Not that as soon as there is some difficulty, I give it. There may be severe test, but still we shall not give it. We must go. And that is determined.
Passing the test means executing the order of the spiritual master.
Yes. There is spiritual life. One has to take order from the spiritual master and execute it, despite all impediments. That is determined.